Rashbam says, Benchachol means Hiflug Miyavit. We are in the Ain't Son of Hashem and Nana Son of the father died. Stam, the son grew up and went away from his father. Because he got married. The Mishtad Loi Benisir, he had nothing to do with his father's property anymore. So Rechachol Adam, Alpha Gav Ditnan, Loi Lish Chazok Benisir Ishtoi, Loi Lish Benisir Bailav, Loi Yav Benisir Yaben, Loi Yaben. Even though we learned before, that a father has not the Chazok in his son or the son in the father, but Hanak even Hiflug Zem, Yizeh, Yeshem Chazok is there. Here, since they separated, like the son got married, and has his own panos, and doesn't rely on his father, so they're two separate people. So here, Ben Shecholak, he has his own chazaka. And Vishishin is Garsh also. She also has a chazaka, because now we don't say the husband lets his ex-wife use the property. If the husband was not Meicha, the sure means he sold it to his ex-wife. Bishleim Ben Shecholak Yitzchak, I understand why you have to tell me that the son, when leaves his father's house, you have to tell him he can make a chazaka. I would have thought to say, still there's no chazaka. A father, even though the son left him ready, but still the father's meicha lets his son use his field for 3 years. He doesn't have to be meicha. Kamashmul on the lay. That's the chiddush. That no, the father's makbid. And the ishosh and his garsha pshitalakura. And ishosh and gara get pshita the husband is makbid if his wife uses his property. So if the wife is in the field, that should be a proof she really bought it. But Tariqah, the Megaresh is the Megaresh of the Rav Zayrud, the Rav Zayrud. The Yom Rabba, the Meshmul, the Kamak, the Meshmul, the Kamim, the Rav Megaresh is the Baal HaKhev Mazda Bazar Seho. Kids, the case was a Sophie get. The case of the get wasn't 100% good get. So in such a case, that's a Kiddush. That the husband still has to feed her. So I would have thought to say that if Yisha makes a Chazaka, the husband is not Moisa. Of course, he still has to feed her. Kamashmul, no. Since we see that he wanted to give her a get, even though the Sophie wasn't the get reached her or not, so he still has to give her a Zaynus, Trakoponim, he's zikha makbid, she should not be using his property. So therefore, if she used the field for 3 years and he wasn't meicha, that would be a good chazaka.
You're holding up men zayin on a base. Again, the shayla was that it says the kiddush here that an isha that receives the get, isha shenis garsho, harayin kishar kolodim, she has a chazaka. Shekasha was pshita, that we have to give your wife a get, and then if your wife is still on the property for 3 years, that's a good chazaka. A husband doesn't let his ex-wife stay on the property, so pshita. So when it's like pshita, this was, the megareshes, then the megareshes. Case was, you threw a get to your wife, and it's a suffix if it reached her, or curved to you, or curved to her. So it's a suffix get, that's the chiddush. Even though you have to give her another get, still though, the chazaka is called a good chazaka. And also, could Reb Zera, the Omer Reb Zera, Zera says, Omer Reb Yirmiya, Barabba Omer Shmuel, Komo Kom Shomer Chachamim, Megureshes, Vienu Megureshes, any time the Chum say that a dinage is a Sophic Megureshes, that you have to give her another gift, but until then, the look is, Baalo, Chayyidim Zanetzehom, the husband still has to support her. Until the gift is final, is a Vada, a good gift, the husband has to support her. So I would have thought to say that since the husband has to support her, the reason why she's in this field now is because that's a mezainai, that kamash malano, that lamaisa wants the husband through her get. So you see, the husband wants to give her a get, so he doesn't like her anymore, so pshita, he would not let her stay in his property. Even though he has to pay a mezainai, he would not let her stay in his property, unless he really sold it to her. So therefore, she has a chazaka, that's the chiddush. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Lihuna, Huna told me that Kulon Shevi Raya, Rayosan Raya, Omer Miden Sode Biyodon, that all these cases before by the Umin, that we said the Chazoka is not a good Chazoka, but if they bring a proof, then it's okay. Like in Umin, the work of the tailor or the orist, the Krish, one works in the fields, that we said before they have no Chazoka, but if they bring a proof, Rashvan says, I mean, Shtam Achira, if they could bring a shtar mechira or edim mechira, then avada that's a proof and they keep it. Marshenken gazlo and shevi raya and rayosa raya. That's the chiddush here. That the reish lechur is pshita. If a person brings a shtar that he bought the field, pshita he keeps these stays in the field. The chiddush is the seifa. That if the guys you do it to be a gazlon, even though he comes up and shows us a shtar that the owner sold it to him, still we don't believe him. The Yain Mamid and Sod the other, we don't leave the field in his hands. And the reason is that we have before Rashbam says Kravkana. He allowed the Yodalev, not that the owner admits it. Because if the owner wouldn't admit or write out a star, the Gazdan would take care of him, give him over to the police. So therefore, you like forced him to write a star. Therefore, even though the goslin has a star, it's no real proof that he really bought the field. The Gemara says, "My kamashlan, what are you telling? What's the chiddush over here? Like, what is Rav Huna teaching me that the goslin and whoever comes and credits the goslin doesn't have a raya?" So the Chura Tanina, we learned this already one time. We learned this the Gemara in Gittin. We learned Lo'akach mi'sikrikun. If you buy a field off the sikrikun, which is a goslin, which is a nochri hurrying the fosher, a lifkei moment, that a guy that kills people for money. So if you buy a field of such a person like that, what if you buy it from sikrikun, the chazav lo'akach mi'balabai, and then the balabos himself sells it to you, is mechay boto. The nekach is boto. Because they say what? Buying it from a goslin means nothing. The goslin has no proof that it belongs to him. But all pointing to the kids, the more coming, or the people cause the blocking the balabai, the cutler, the star, the come on here. But even though what? Even though he buys it back from the balabos, still it's not called a good sale. Because since it came from a goslin, you can't buy it off a goslin. The Chur was this already one time. The Gemara says, La fuke midi Rav. Here is telling us not like Rav. The Yoma Rav, Rav says, Lo shonu el di Yoma le lecha zeku kini. When do we say you buy it off a goslin, you can't keep it? That's only if the owner only said, lecha zeku kini. Avu bishtar kono. But let's say the goslin has a shtar that he bought the field from the owner. With a shtar, then I'll tell you kono. That's what Rav holds. So kamash mulan kiddush shmuel. Our chiddush here is no, like not like Rav, but rather like Shmuel. The Yoma that Shmuel holds, Afishtar nami lekono, that even though this goslin has a shtar that he bought this field off the owner, still it means nothing. Because the goslin also, the owner is afraid of him, afraid of place to kill him, or he'll take away, he'll send him over to the government. So therefore the owner writes off a shtar to the goslin to save himself, but not that he really sold it to him. That's the chiddush here, even though the goslin has a shtar, still, it's no proof that he bought it. Ashiyichtav achrayis nechosos. Unless the owner goes and adds extra into the shtar mechira, then I'll even give you achrayis nechosim. If he has achrayis nechosim on it, that's something special. Then we say that we will believe the goslin that he really bought the field. For Rav Beigodo, Messiahim bo, Rav Enderov, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, the name of Rav Nachman, that karka eloi, avamoyef yeshloi, he should know. That karka, Rashbam says, the goslin, commercial man, and mamidim saw the biyadoi. If a goslin, we know this guy's a goslin, he comes up with a shtar that the owner of this field sold it to him, nothing doing, we don't let the goslin keep the field. That's only by karka. Alvamoyus yeshloi, but the money he has, Rashbam says, shenosin lay a goslin nigzal vidmei karkazu. Yeshloi, sheyazirim loy ha nigzal. Lekantin lay le goslin, lavad moisov. Like, let's say the goslin really paid money to the nigzal. Imamish gave him the money. There ain't him that the goslin gave over the money to the nigzal. Even though the locker is the mechir is boto, and the owner has the right to get his field back, but lemaisa, the owner has to give the money back to the goslin. So much of a knas we don't make. We don't make a knas to say the goslin loses his money. That much we don't say. That karka ain't loy, alva moyis yesh loy. Now, b'med, v'ar mamurim, when was it said, Shomru Edim b'faneinu monoloi. Only if Edim are right here in front of us telling us that we saw the way the goslin gave over money to the nigzal. So then later we tell the nigzal, listen, we'll give you back your field, but the money you have to give it back. Avlomru Edim b'faneinu hoidoloi. For the Edim only know that the goslin gave the nigzal money because they heard the way the nigzal, the owner, admitted that the goslin gave him money. If that's the only way the Edim know that the goslin gave money, not that they saw him, just that they heard that the owner admitted that he received money, that means nothing. Like, then we do not force the owner to give back the money. Again, Kid Rav Kana, because like Rav Kana said before, the owner that Rav Kana said, he loved the Edimle, that like this nigzal, the owner is afraid, and he knows if he doesn't admit that the goslin gave him money, have imam to the day, or lechamre leshachver. He would take him and his donkey over to the government, to the policeman. He would hand them over. So the kids saw the owner is afraid of the goslin. Therefore, just the fact that the owner admitted in front of two edim that the goslin even gave me money for the field, that means nothing. He admitted because he's afraid of the goslin. The only time we say that Nigzel has to give the money back is there's Edim that they saw the Gazlan hand over the money to the Nigzel. Then we say the Nigzel has to return the money. Now let's look at now. Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Omar Rav Huna, Saluya Vizovin Zvini Zvini. If somebody forces you to sell him something, I like your field, I want your field, so I go down and Mamash force you. I force you to sell me your field. And at the end you agree and say, okay, you'll sell me the field. Halacha is Vini, call the good sale. Even though I force you, the sale takes place. Rashbam says, Mishatoli Oisoi, Oyosolo Yesurim. I like, mahang you, I mean, or I give you pain. Shemochar, until you sell it to me. Bekibul Adam, and at the end you accept the money. The Oimen, you say, Roitzani, Zvini Zvini. That's called a good sale. And you can't be chayzi, you can't say, lady, you never meant it, I didn't really want to sell it, you only forced me. No, once you accept the money and you say, right, Sonny, I accept it, then it's called a good sale. That's Rav Huna's halacha. That's Luyel Dezov, and somebody forces you to sell him, to sell your property, whatever it is, your car, whatever it is, and you end up selling it, you take the money, it's called a good sale. My time, what's the reason? Like this, because really, kol demazvin inish. Anytime a person sells anything, the fact that you sell a house or sell karka, what are you selling it for? Elav be honest, if not because you're forced to sell it, like you're down on money. Like, why does a person sell his house? Only because you need money. What do you sell property for? Because you need money. Like, the money is forcing you to sell.